Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today our topic is going to focus on five C's in a crisis. As you know, today everyone is in the midst of this pandemic of COVID-19. Things are a lot different. It's not business as usual, and it is probably the worst crisis that the world has ever faced in this modern time. We don't know what happened 100 years ago, but in modern time, it is the worst. But some things that you can do in your business, if you're a nonprofit or for-profit, things that you can do to kind of secure your place and try to keep things in communication with your people. So here are some five steps that you want to kind of take in handling a crisis to communicate to your audience or to your customers or to your clients. Number one, you want to over-communicate. You want to communicate. You want to stay in touch via email, video, a voice, whatever. You actually want to have a venue of not freezing your business. You want to show that your business is still in business, per se, because a lot of them are not in business. So kind of keep that line of communication open. Let the people know that you're there. You're there for service, and just continue to communicate to let them know that you're really open for business. Put the bad news first. You know, if something is happening or what the brutal facts are, say exactly what it is. And can't think of anything exactly that have bad news. Hey, we have to lay off some of our staff, and we're in not really survival mode. We're okay, and, you know, we got this PPP program. We're hiring our people back and, you know, get them back and tell them also what's good about what's going on as well. And just make yourself look human. Number two, we can do for customer community support. This is a time when people are really killing it, or some people not doing badly at all. They're actually doing better. Because if you really think about the opposite effect, some business will do good at good times and do bad at bad times. Sometimes it's the opposite. Some people will do extremely good, do bad in good times, but do extremely good in the reverse. I'm sorry. They do extremely good in bad times because they have a service that fits that particular niche that, hey, if you're a cleaning crew, you're going to be busy 24 hours, 7 days a week. Or if you have something that some people have to have, you're going to be busy 7 days a week. So hire people. Take as much business that you can. You know you're going to have to retract some of this when things calm down. But in the meantime, get people employed. Hire people. Let people know that, hey, you're hiring. We have people galore need cleaning, and hire them. Let people know that you're doing cleaning. Also let them know what the safety precautions that you have for your own people in cleaning. Are they wearing masks? Are they wearing gloves? Are they doing this and that? Let people know that and how detailed they are in cleaning that facility. Also, number three, what you want to know is clean up and catch up. So anything you have that's in process, clean all of that up. If you're behind on bookkeeping, paperwork, filing, it's just like if you're at home, quarantine. Go in and clean all of that up while you have the time to do it. Now, if you're booming, that's a different story. Maybe hire some people to help you organize those things. So it's a perfect time that you can organize stuff for your own business and do well. I'm going through papers that we really don't need. We're scanning them electronically. We don't need stuff from 5 years ago. We'll scan it and put it a server and call it a day. We just don't need to have those files that's taking room that far. Also, you want to conserve your cash as possible. You can also look at maybe buying a business that is not doing extremely well that maybe can expand your business. Use your cash resources. Take on buying a smaller business that can help complement your business while things are a little bit more depressed. Some people just probably is ready to cash out or retire. Look at buying a business as well. And make your company, your business, a little bit more cash rich, asset rich, and revenue rich. So maybe it's that time of the moment that you might want to take a look at that. So it's number four. Number five, you just want to calm down. You want to meditate, exercise, take care of yourself mentally and physically. Breathe. Remember to breathe. And even if you're not doing well, it's never the end of the road. You can always start over. I mean, don't give up as easily. If it's financially, you're just taking a loss and you're bleeding money, you're going to have to make a decision pretty quickly. Stop the bleeding. And maybe it's time for you to shut down. But think of some inventive ways that you're not bleeding. If you know that you're not making any income whatsoever, yeah, you might have to lay off people. Or if you can get the PPP loan, it's still out there. It's been 2 weeks now since it's been out. It's a little bit slower, but they're getting those deals done. Take advantage of that. And use those funds to expand your business. Use your cash that you have already in the bank and see if you can use that to expand and buy a business. If you buy a business, kind of keep this in mind. If you buy a business at a particular time and close it before that deadline, 8 to 10 weeks, then you have additional employees. So it looks like you're hiring additional employees. So you'd be in a better way, a better mode to try to get that loan forgiven because you now have gained employees that you didn't have before. So you should be good in that sense. So use the money wisely and think about all the capital that you can get in the business loan, going to a nonprofit lender, and try to close that loan before your deadline. So, again, the focus on these five C's in the crisis. Number one, communicate. Let people know you're in business. Let them know what the facts are. You're there to help them. Also, number two, you want to have customer and community support. Build your reputation. People are home now. Advertise. It's a time to expand. Maybe look at doing your government contracting so you have additional time for that. Do your paperwork for your certifications because those things are still going on. And they're not getting as many applications at this time because people are focused on other things. Clean up and catch up. Anything that you have outstanding, clean it up, catch it up, preserve your cash. Maybe look at pulling some money out of your IRA in order to, or your retirement, to help buy another business to expand. Don't buy one that is sinking. Do one that is going to complement your business, that you know is essential, and know that always is going to be able to survive. You know, essential businesses could be that's not affected is maybe, hey, delivery services is always going to be in business. Anything in e-commerce is always going to be in business. Anything that's really essential is always going to be in business. Keep calm and don't stress and take care of yourself mentally and physically. So that's all I have for today on the five C's in the crisis. Think strategically, take your time, work with people, try and preserve the people that you have. Maybe it's a time for you to make an acquisition. A lot of acquisitions happen when there's a crisis because they can expand a business. You know, you can control the bleeding. But some people will be a little bit more appreciative of you buying a business and keeping it afloat. But don't bleed it if it's not making any income, but they have a customer base. So it's less customers that you have to go acquire. And just put them on the phones and try to communicate with everybody, you know, that they can in order to keep the business afloat. There aren't any jobs that people can really go to. So there you have more of a captive audience in that sense. Get the employees to work a little bit harder because you want to preserve the business. They want to preserve their jobs. So that's all I have today. Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.